I'm asked to go over.
Yes, sir. Ready?
Right. Yes, Arthur.
Hello, Mr. President. How are you today?
Oh, about bad as it can be. Go ahead.
You and I are in the same soup.
That's right, gosh. Well,
sure
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
you are.
I don't like to go through a repetition of this Middle Eastern situation again.
It's awful, isn't it?
It's a hell of a mess, Mr. President. There's no peace in the area.
No.
And there's no desire to make peace in the area.
That's right.
I just say it on all sides.
That's right.
And there's irresponsibility.
Yes, it is.
Here's where we stand, Mr. President. Can you take a few minutes
sure,
and I'll review
sure.
it? Because we'll have to go to a vote this afternoon.
Let me get another phone here.
Pardon? Hello?
Go ahead.
Can you hear me all right?
Yeah. I just want to get to another phone. I stretch out on the bed. Go ahead.
Yes, can you hear? Did I?
Yes, I can hear. I can hear. Go ahead.
Okay. You know the background of this thing. Do I have to review it?
No.
You know. Anyhow, a resolution has been offered by India, Pakistan, and Senegal.
Yeah.
That resolution is a straight, one-sided resolution.
I'm familiar with that. Yeah.
You're familiar with
it. Oh, yeah.
Now, we have been
I'm familiar with the amendment. I'm familiar with the amendment and the violence.
I'm familiar with the amendment.
Yeah.
Now, it is my view that if we can get the amendments adopted, we've done all that we can reasonably do.
All right.
In this situation. We've toned the resolution down. We brought in reference to, we can't get it called terrorist acts, but we've got the use violent incidents, which can only refer to terrorist acts. And we, in explaining our vote on it, will say this means terrorist incidents. We've got those deplored, and the large-scale reprisal condemned. They're not in scale anyhow. Now we have a choice. This type of language will be supported if it is acceptable to the other side, and it is now acceptable to Jordan. And it's only on that basis that it would be acceptable because our ambassador went in with it. That would be supported by all of our allies. They even are willing to work it down even further. But I would not permit it to be worked down any further. In other words, the British, the Danes, the Brazilians, they would vote for it. So that if we were to abstain, we would be the only abstainers. And the only basis for abstaining would be that it isn't explicit enough. That, you know, that we believe it explicitly ought to condemn these terrorist activities. I don't think we, frankly, ought to do that. I think we've done a good job. We have prevented a very bad resolution. I personally think it's just a flash in the pan. It's a slap in the wrist to Israel.
What are the attitude of the Israelis?
Now, the Israelis always push very hard. On one hand, they would like no resolution. And were it within our power, that would be a debate and no resolution. But that's impossible. There is going to be a resolution. Then they come in. They always weigh in pretty heavily. They've been weighing in. And I presume their attitude now is that they don't regard it to be specific enough.
You mean they oppose it?
They oppose it, yes. They oppose, first, any resolution, and secondly, they oppose a resolution that doesn't specifically condemn Jordan for tolerating a terrorist activity. Of course, the poor king is in a hell of a box. His throat is there all the time.
Yeah, I feel sorry.
There's a lot more he can do than what he's been doing.
I feel sorry for him, although I thought he sent us kind of a mean wires on
yes.
us, sir.
Yes, I feel sorry for him.
I felt sorry for him, but I lost a little of my sympathy with his reply to my wire the other night, asking him to...
Yeah. Yes. Well, they, you know...
You saw my wire and his reply, didn't you?
No, I did not see.
Well, when they sent the wire, they told Israel that this was disastrous. And
uh-huh.
It's pretty strong, and I cut out a word to their mean wire to them, and I said that we wire in Jordan to tell them, watch these terrorist activities. They said, no. I said, why not? Well, they didn't... this and that. I said, well, let's just send them both a wire. If you're going to wire one of them, let's send them both a wire. So they sent a wire, and Eshkol came back with two pages and said they were bombing his kids. And They were doing all these other things, and everything's provocative, and he didn't justify what he'd done, but he at least explained what motivated him.
Yeah.
And it was pretty reasoning to me, and the goddamn king wired me back and said, go to hell.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, the errors are impossible down here. I have to have the patience of a saint to deal with them. And you always keep referring to our domestic events, and I have to slap them down. Terribly emotional body.
He's the only man I know who's got as mean a type of assignment as I have, and I don't know how you do it as well as you do. I just honestly don't. But I sure as hell want to be careful and not to run out on little Israel, because they haven't got many friends in the world.
And
they're in about the same shape I am. And the closer I got, I face adversity, the closer I get to them.
Yeah.
Because I got a bunch of Arabs after me, about 100 million of them, and they're just 2 million of us. So I can understand them a little bit, and there's nobody fussing at me, nobody raising hell with me, nobody, not one human's calling me about it. My State Department sometimes, I just want to be damn sure that I don't wind up here getting in the shape Eisenhower did, where I want to put sanctions on them.
Yeah, well, we're never going to put sanctions.
The only people they got in the world that they got faith in, I think, is me and you. And I down there at the ranch, I looked at them, and they don't know when they're going to be run over. They don't know when they're going to die. They don't know when these goddamn Russians are going to come in there. They don't know anything. And the only thing they got is a little hope and a prayer and a wing for me, if my heart keeps beating. And I don't want them to look back and say, well, he got to Limbertail and he ran and so forth. Now, I've been hard and tough with them. I haven't given them their phantoms. And I haven't done this or that, but I've just... I'm damn sure going to give them to them because I want the Russians to quit arming and agree to file up there with y'all what they do arm and they cut back on their ABM. And if they're not going to do any of it and they're going to continue to pour arms in there, I'm going to make them take the consequences of their actions, and I'm going to stick it up Ezra's bottom just as much as I got.
Amen to that.
Well, that's what I'm going to do.
Well,
I didn't tell them that. I just told them that I wasn't going to.
I wasn't going to be responsible,
but that's what I'm going to do.
Right.
I said, you don't need to worry if they keep arming them. I'm not going to let you just stay there and get eaten up like a little boy that calf is playing with, and his daddy walked out and saw him and caught him. And he said, Papa, you're just going to stay there and let the calf eat me up.
Well, you're absolutely a thousand. I will call...
If this language... Will they take this violence language? I didn't think they'd take it to the other side.
I don't know yet, Mr. President, whether they will. I'll find out.
I bet they don't take it. Then you'll have to abstain.
If they don't take it, then the problem is easy.
We'll have
support in them.
Well, that's all right. Make England then if they go with you, that makes it better.
Yeah, we'll have five or six. If they take it, I don't see
when you're
going to
get through with that? When you're
going
to get through with that?
Yeah.
When are you going to get through with that?
Oh, I'll be through about, I imagine, 8 or 9 tonight. I'm planning to be in Washington tomorrow for your meeting.
Well, you do that. I won't see you probably before you go into the all. I'm not going to be at that
what
meeting.
What time would you like to
I want you staff, you and Rusk and them to meet with them tomorrow evening and talk to them.
Yeah.
Kind of brief them and then raise questions and discuss it, it thoroughly. I don't think I'll see them till the next day. I'll have them kind of when they get ready to separately, but I want you there tomorrow afternoon and night, and when you get in, let's see when the meeting start, and tell Jim Jones, Marvin Watson, I'm going to be there. Tell Jim Jones I won't see you for 20, 30 minutes
fine,
before you go in.
I'll call him.
All right. Goodbye.
Okay.
How's Dorothy?
Oh, she's fine, thanks.
All right, tell her I see my picture every time I walk down the hall of my room.
I'll tell her that. She'll get great pleasure out of that.
Tell her Lady Bird's got Stu Symington's picture there, and Charlie Marsh, and I've got Dorothy's painting.
Very
so
good.
I think I'm doing pretty well, and I think I've got better taste.
Very good. I'll tell her.
Goodbye.
And you give my best to Lady.
Thank you for calling.
Okay, Mr.